Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Hey, we're going to wrap up the Lac La Parle Valley volleyball season with first-year head coach Molly Hennen. And Molly, how'd your first year go?
It went pretty good. I was a little nervous coming into it, but it turned out to be a really fun season and a pretty successful season. So
yeah, being a head coach is a little different than being an assistant coach, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot. Coaching, it's similar, but I guess all the other extra things, like being on the radio, obviously, every Saturday morning, and then just sending stats in to newspapers and different interviews and stuff. So it's just a little bit of extra stuff that I didn't do last year. So
right.
It's a little different.
All right. Well, boy, the year before you just had a few wins, and you kind of quadrupled that or tripled the wins this year, so it was a successful season. Why don't you tell us all about it? Maybe take some time and talk about each girl, and especially the seniors.
Yep. So for our record, our regular season, we were 11-14, and then our final record with playoffs, we ended up being 12-15. So like you said, we had four last year, so we tripled it. We got 12 this year, so that was a big step up from last year. I'll just kind of go in number order for the players, starting with number one, Macy Lund. She was a junior DS. She played left back. She went in for Ashton Whitnable in the back row. She did a lot of good things for us this year. She had a little time in last year, but she was my JV libero last year on JV. We hope to see her do good things in the back row for us next year. Obviously, Sydney Gertis is graduating this year, so she won't be the back next year. But Macy is a really good passer, and we hope to see her fill that position, that libero position for us next year, because that's a big role to take on. And then number two, or she ended up with 199 digs on the season. And then number two, Sydney Gertis, she was our senior libero, and she was also a captain for us this year. And she dug up a lot of balls this year for us in order for us to set up our offense. I thought she was a really great leader, and she was always communicating to the team about where to hit it and how many blockers were up on the other side. And she was a big role model, especially for a lot of the younger players. She was just a really good captain and had a lot of positive leadership for us, and we'll miss her next year. She ended up with this with her career, she had 644 digs and 26 aces, so quite a few digs, and she was like our second top server for us. For consistent and just for ace serves on the year, so that was a big thing for us. Number four, Taylor Kittleson. She was sophomore's first year setter, and she already has over 500 set assists in her career. She now has 662 set assists, so which is quite a few for only getting in for a few games last year. I know Josie Munchman was a setter last year, so Taylor, when Josie was gone or hurt the first playoff game, Taylor stepped in and did some setting last year on varsity, but this was her first year setting all the time on varsity, and she did some phenomenal things, and she always worked really hard at practice. Just going from setting on JV to varsity is a big change, and I thought she handled the adversity really well, and she was also a pretty strong server for us, and we're just going to continue working with her on speeding up the set a little to pull the blocker so that we can run a little bit quicker offense. So she had 662 set assists, and then she also has 113 digs. So that's really impressive. Josie Munsterman, number five, she's a senior right side hitter. She had a bit of a position change this year, going from setter to hitter, but she did a lot of good things for us, especially her defense. She was really quick in the back row, and she did well at stepping in to help take that second ball if Taylor got the first ball. She ended up getting 298 digs. 93 kills, and she had 203 set assists for her career. So she did a great job, and she also put up a really big block and was a great leader on the floor. Number six, Callie Soulier. She was a senior middle hitter, and I thought Callie improved so much from last year's volleyball season. She stepped up a lot, which was awesome because we lost our other middle, Savannah Dufresne, last year. So Callie this year was one of our bigger weapons this year in the front row. And she was also our leader in blocks on the season, which was so important because she had got a lot of touches when she was blocking, which helps out so much in the back row. And she was just very energetic and positive, and she was nonstop communicating to the girls, whether she was on the court or on the bench during the game. She ended up having 167 kills, with 43 blocks and 15 ace serves. Number seven was Michaela Munsterman. She was a junior DS and outside hitter on JV. She was a good sport. She mostly played JV, but she was also on varsity. She contributed so much to the varsity team, especially the last 2 weeks of the varsity season when JV was done. We talked to the girls a lot about how they helped out the team a lot just by serving at the eight varsity players that get in the rotation and heading at them in order to get them better and get them ready for playoffs. So a lot of those girls, even though we weren't really working with the ones as much that don't get in on the varsities, they really stepped up and helped out those last couple weeks of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight, Ashton Whitnable, was a senior outside hitter. She really stepped up this year. She was also another captain for us this year, and she showed great leadership all season long. She always came in with a positive attitude, and she was ready to work hard at practice, and she was so coachable and fun to work with. I felt like Ashton improved so much on her hitting and serving over the season, and she was very aggressive from the serving line. She led our team in aces with 31 ace serves. She was always one to be communicating on the court, and she'll be missed next year. And then she actually ended her career with 165 kills. Number nine, Tori Bungarden, was a sophomore outside hitter. I also thought Tori improved so much from the beginning of the season. She mostly played on JV last year, so she hadn't had a whole lot of varsity experience. She was our leader in kills this year with 235 kills. She was kind of our go-to player when we needed a big kill to get the side out against teams. And she was one of our well-rounded players, as she can do things both defensively and offensively. And we're going to keep continuing to work on her hitting and her approach, and hopefully getting her to change up her hits where it pulls the offense a little more next year. And she was really fun to coach, so I'm glad to have her back next year. She also had 302 digs on the season with 11 blocks and 24 aces. So she did really well all around. Number 10 was Cassie Olson. She was a junior right side hitter. Cassie played mostly on JV, but she does great things offensively from both front row and the serving line. She always can step in and set, as she used to be a setter, just like Josie did last year. So that was another great asset to have her on the court. And she also played a big part of scrimmaging against our starting eight players, just like Michaela did in the varsity rotation. Number 11 was Riley Lund. She was a freshman outside hitter. Riley got moved up more towards the end of the season this year. It was actually after the CMCS game. She did really great things on JV this year, so that was one reason why I moved her up. There were a handful of times where I did put her in for some players on varsity, and she really stepped up and did good things, especially for being so young and never having any varsity experience. So she also is another well-rounded player. She's very coachable, has a good attitude, and goes in wherever us coaches tell her, and always is a good sport. So it'll be fun to have her next year. Number 12 was Lauren Benson. She was a senior middle hitter. Lauren was the starting middle hitter on varsity this season, but then Riley Swatsky kind of stepped in for her beginning mid-season, but she did a lot of good things for us. She was very coachable and always worked on getting better throughout the entire season, and very positive, very fun to coach. And she ended her season with 23 kills. Number 13 was Addie Bond. She was a sophomore outside hitter. Addie mostly played JV, but she did get to go in on some varsity matches. She's also a very well-rounded player. She can kind of play anywhere we tell her to. She also has improved a lot on her serving this year, and she makes a lot of good plays and is willing to try new things that we tell her. So it'll be fun to have her back next year, because she has a lot of potential. Number 14 is Ayanna Gibson. She's a freshman setter. Ayanna mostly played on JV this season, but she got to go in a handful of times on varsity when Taylor was out. Taylor, our setter, was out when she jammed her fingers. She wasn't able to serve for a few matches, so Ayanna did a good job at stepping in and serving for Taylor. Ayanna was very quick, and she was a setter this year, but she can kind of play anywhere. She can kind of jump it, or she can jump, and she's so quick defensively in the back row and gets a lot of balls up and makes a lot of great plays. And even though she's very young, I can see her doing a lot of great things for us next year. Number 15 was Riley Swatsky. She was a sophomore middle hitter. Riley started playing JV, but then she kind of stepped into that varsity role and did a lot of great things for us on varsity when she went in for the middle. She made a lot of good plays, and she did really well at blocking, I thought. She didn't have that many less blocks than her other middle hitter, Callie, and Riley wasn't even in the rotation right away, so that was huge for us when Riley got some touches on those blocks. She has improved the most, I feel like, out of any of the players, just because I saw so many good things out of her from the end of the season that I didn't always see right away at the beginning. So we're going to be glad to have her back next year in that middle position, and she'll kind of be the main weapon there since we'll be missing Callie and we'll need someone to fill that position next year. So, and then the last player is number 16, Ashley McFarland. She was a junior middle hitter, and Ashley mostly played on JV. She actually stepped into a new position this year, middle hitter, and so that's different than she was used to as she played back row last year on JV. And Ashley improved so much on her hitting. She always has a great attitude. She's very, very coachable, and she comes to practice and makes a lot of people laugh with her positive energy, and she's very, very fun to coach. She was also always a good sport. Anytime us coaches put her anywhere on the court, she was just happy and put a smile on, and just had a smile on her face all the time. And she was also one that contributed a lot those last few weeks of when JV season was done. She contributed a lot serving and hitting at those eight girls that are in the varsity rotation. So we had our exit interviews the other day, and we kind of thanked them for coming in, because we know it's not fun when we're not really putting a lot of time in to those certain girls, because they were kind of working on just the eight varsity girls that usually get to go in. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, so that's my varsity team.
All right, and how about the coaching staff?
And then Kim Kittleson was the C squad coach this year, and she did a lot for us. She helped out a lot. She actually, I kind of sent her the stats on the year, and she kind of made a spreadsheet and did that. So that took probably close to 3 to 5 hours at least. So that was, I'm really thankful for her to do that, just helping out and stepping in as an assistant coach. And she gave me a lot of good tips throughout the whole season, and she gave a lot of good tips to the girls and would help the girls out a lot. And me and Heidi kind of thanked her, because us teachers, we don't get there right away for practice. We're a little bit late since we both teach in the elementary. So she was always there right at 3:30 to kind of start the girls, get them started with doing some laps and warming up and stretching and stuff. So she did a lot for us this season. And then she was actually new this year on the coaching staff, so we'll be glad to have her back next year. And then Heidi Gertis, she coached junior high last year, and she was the JV coach this year. And she also did a lot of good things for us. It was kind of different, because this year both coaches, assistant coaches, had daughters that play on the team. And then they both actually have daughters in the same grade. Isabel Gertis and Caitlin Kittleson are both, they both played some JV, and Caitlin did C squad, so that was new this year. But Heidi also contributed a lot. She was always asking me if I needed help with anything, or just getting things ready for senior night and Dig Pink night and those big fun events. So they did a lot, and they also helped with stats at tournaments when we didn't have the JV girls and the C squad girls do the stats. They weren't at those Saturday tournaments, so Heidi and Kim kind of stepped into that position and did some stats. And I know they kind of talked about how it was sometimes hard to concentrate during the game, because they kind of want to hard when the game's so close, and they kind of are getting into it, and they but they have to stay focused and make sure they're getting the stats right. So they said they kind of said, I get why sometimes girls make mistakes when they're doing stats, because it's hard when you're watching the game and you get so focused into the game. So, but yeah, they did great things, and they helped out a lot. So it was a really fun season.
All right. And I know you had some junior high coaches too that took care of the junior high, right?
Yep. Sue Volk, she was the eighth grade coach, and then Amber Lee was seventh grade. And Mm-hmm. This was Amber's Lee's first year as a junior high coach. So
okay.
They also did a lot of good things. I know the first 2 days of practice, we actually practiced together with their junior high players just to see if any of them need to get mm-hmm. moved up and pulled up to see JV or varsity level. So,
okay.
Yeah, I thought overall the coaching okay. was really well. They did really good things, and I think all of them will be back next year. I hope so anyways, because
yep.
this year we had to find a few coaches, and
yep.
that was kind of hard. Oh.
All right. Well, a great season again. I know, when do you have a banquet date set yet? Or?
Yeah, we are going to do our banquet next Wednesday, so this coming Wednesday at 6:30,
okay.
and it's going to be at the high school in the Commons.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yep, and then we'll do awards, and I'm sure we'll take pictures, and those will probably be in the newspaper. So.
Okay. All right. Hey, Molly, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time every Saturday morning. Keep us up to date on Lock Barrel Valley Volleyball Team, and, yeah, looking forward to next year already.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for coming to the games and following Lock Barrel Valley Volleyball.
All right. Can't wait till next year.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Molly.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep. That's Molly Hennon, the head coach of the Lock Barrel Valley Volleyball Team, wrapping up their season, and we'll take a break and be back with more of the Coaches Show right after this.